This week's edition of News AF is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. And while you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details just pop up. Then answer a few questions like navigation and moonroof. Watch as they're going to bump up your car's value. High mileage, you already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll find out how much it's going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all areas. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here to talk about all the week's most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, March 12th, 2019, here on News AF. If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Yes, the actual factual news team is here, and we're very excited to talk to you guys once again, like we do every week here on a Tuesday.
Every week, rain or shine,
everything.
It's raining here.
That's going on. It's raining in Arizona,
and we're still doing it, rain or shine. Like I said,
yes, our top story at this hour. Now, Tyson, is it true that I had gotten your resume straight from Lori Loughlin, and that it was impeccable credentials? Is it possible that I need to go back and look at your news resume?
No, that was before she started cheating.
Okay. All right. Tyson Apostle, everybody. And of course, here with us, the man of a thousand hot soups, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Man of a thousand hot soups.
Yes.
Made by third parties and like then put on display for the masses soups to manhandle as they will.
Mm-hmm. You know what? For Christmas, I'm buying you guys all hot soups. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to send them to you and you're going to enjoy them. Now, and you're going to tell me how much you love a creamy soup, Tyson.
Tyson, do you feel like that Danny's love of the hot soup bar is a breakthrough? That I thought that the
in love
on Danny was that Danny is afraid of germs. Doesn't yep. want any germs near him.
Yes.
Wants to live in a bubble. Now he's out yes. in the world.
And his heart is nope. three sizes too small.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I switched to the fresh prepackaged soup.
He's
eating. And I even talked to the people behind the counter and
he's
I said, look, are you guys just ladling old soup in, like when the cauldron gets down low, you're like, hey, put that into the fresh looking prepackaged. So I talked to them and okay. they said, no. I promise you, those soups, those ones were all packaged back here in the kitchen. They've never been out on the floor. I said, okay, that's good enough.
So you can buy a bowl of soup from behind the counter.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Well, why didn't you do this the whole time? And then we would never had to have this.
I never thought about it. And then I started buying the prepackaged soups. And then I realized, wait a minute. Are they just repackaging uneaten
yeah.
soup, which would be the worst?
The worst.
And so I had a conversation with the nice-looking gentleman behind the counter.
And do you think he was telling you the truth?
Yeah, who knows in this world that we live in.
Yeah.
Dawson says
he told me what I wanted to hear.
Taking all of the half-eaten soups and then pouring them back
in. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The half-eatens.
He said otherwise. I can live in my bliss, my ignorant bliss.
Wow. I mean, you kind of have to even just to go to restaurants and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You have to be able to block that out. Yeah.
Danny, do you feel like that? Have you turned a corner where you are out there and doing
no.
something you wouldn't have done? Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why.
And love, he's never felt love before. And the fact that he like can proclaim his mm-hmm. love for a good old communal soup pot is crazy to me. Mm-hmm.
So last night, my kid fell and got a cut on their head.
Oh, no.
And my wife and I were arguing over if we should both go to the hospital.
Okay. Like stitches?
Said, yeah, for stitches.
Oh,
and I
bummer.
Said, I think just you should go. And she said, why? And I said, I can't do hospitals. It's just, I can't.
It's true.
It's so gross. And like, I feel like the grossest place on the planet Earth is a hospital. Mm-hmm. They try to make it clean, but then by making it smell clean, they've only made it smell worse. Mm. Now it smells too clean. Like they're hiding something. Like they just, you know, they're concealing
they
a crime.
They're hiding
yeah, they
death.
Are. I know they're
they're hiding
are.
The stench of death.
So she was very, very upset that I didn't go with her. And so I cleaned the kitchen. I thought that was a pretty good.
A good trade. Did she think that was a good trade? Because she probably cleans the kitchen every day, and you cleaning it once has
actually,
made all the difference.
We split up the housework pretty well.
Okay.
But I went above and beyond a little bit, like by 10%. And I don't think that at all made her happy. I mean, I think she was still pissed off. She had to go for 2 hours to the Instacare.
Who was it, Ollie?
No, our youngest. It was Rome.
Oh, it was Rome? Yeah. How many stitches did she get?
She only had like 4.
Okay.
But Liz is all like worried about how it's going to make her look. Like, oh my gosh, it's going to ruin her face. It happened right here by your eyebrow.
No.
No.
It's going to look fine. Even if there is a teeny scar there, it's going to be fine.
It'll be super tough.
Yeah.
Get a tattoo over it.
Exactly. Just like a full face tattoo over that one little mark. When Danny's other best friend was hospitalized and on his deathbed, Danny refused to visit that person.
Yeah. I've had 3 friends go to the hospital very near the end. And I'm like, one, not like they're going to remember me in the afterlife. Okay. If there is an afterlife, they have more important things. And two,
like
hospitals are
hitting
really
those
gross.
Virgins.
And also, I don't want to see a person at their lowest moment. It's awkward for me. It's probably awkward for them. It's just, let's wait till you're healthy and then have a lunch. Not hot soup.
Mm-hmm. Did your friends recover,
soup.
Danny?
Yeah, they all recovered.
They all did. So maybe
they never held it against me.
Okay.
Yeah. They did.
Okay, but again, I could live in my ignorant bliss and assume that they never did.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, we've covered so much ground already, but we have so many news stories to get into at this hour. And, you know, we talk a lot about our Facebook group, Group AF here on the live show. But let's talk about some other, you know, Facebook has been riding a wave of great publicity for the last few years. And it
just
looks
when you think it can't get any better.
It can't get any better. It looks like that Mark Zuckerberg, the miracle worker, America's most popular figure, has come up with a new idea. He wants to add mind reading capabilities to Facebook.
Mm. And is this picture that we have on the screen of the man with the head thing attached to it?
This is what you wear. This is
the actual technology.
You just put this on and then you plug this into your computer. And then you just let Facebook probe your brain and then you don't have to say anything. And then Facebook, you know, takes all of the data in your brain, and they don't give it to anybody else.
Okay,
and they don't sell it to any advertisers.
Yes,
or foreign governments.
They don't use it for any, you know,
manipulation,
wrongdoing.
Okay,
they just want to make it easier for you to, you know, be able to scroll through Facebook without, you know, having to use your fingers, which are annoying. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers are so stupid.
Fingers are annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I've got these awkward man
sausage fingers.
They're just like so gross, scrolling super hard. My mouse thinks I'm using 2 fingers when I'm using 1.
Yeah. So the theory here from a 2017 speech from Mark Zuckerberg, he says that our brains are producing enough data to stream 4 HD movies every second. Doesn't say which 4. But the problem is that the best way that we have to get this information out is our mouth, which moves very slow, only about as slow as a 1980s modem like Danny has at his house to connect to the internet.
Yeah,
so apparently.
This apparatus that Facebook is working on will allow you to type straight from your brain 5 times faster than you'd be able to do on your phone.
A lot of times the information coming out of people's mouths is even more than I want to hear.
Yeah, it's like how fast you need to type boobies or whatever the number one search term is. I mean, really, is it that much of an inconvenience? Very few of us are writing novels. Like,
no,
maybe this is a good thing for someone writing an article.
No, but what he's saying is that you can put this apparatus on Danny and then you can instantly communicate with me all of your deepest, darkest thoughts about me.
Like
within
again,
a matter of a second. So then I could be like, whoa.
By the way, I'm all for this technology.
I'm intrigued. Okay.
Let me just say.
Like,
but I like anything that involves setting up a connection between our brains and a computer, because otherwise, how will News AF live in forever if we can't somehow transfer the consciousness to a computer? And
that's
this
right.
is step one.
Yeah.
Transfer our consciousnesses.
Yeah. To News AF.
So should
AF
we be
forever.
The guinea pigs for this whole thing?
Why not?
Yeah, we're gonna.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to, but I will support you too, and yeah. I will work as hard as I can till my death on News AF.
Put the ball gag in my mouth, hook up my head with electrodes. I'm ready to communicate.
Put those suction cuppy things on my forehead.
Like, I think it would work for the person who was consuming the News AF, but how do we make News AF from just having this like hooked up to our brains?
Yeah.
No. The goal is this is just the beginning, right? This is the start of the technology that will allow us to eventually.
No, I know how it works.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So picture the other Danny.
Okay.
Picture Danny with his arms and legs tied around behind his back and his head propped up with the suction cups and the electrodes on his head and a ball gag in his mouth. And then his eyelids are propped open so he can't close them as the most recent news of the day from streams. All over the world is just constantly blasting past his face in a motion. And it's only for a split second, but his mind reads it and then it goes into the electrodes and then he can decipher what is News AF and what isn't. And then his ball gag is designed to suck his voice out and then voice it into the computer. And so Danny just pretty much can lay there relaxed.
News AF in the future will be us three partially submerged in water, laying on our backs in like a salty water solution.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Saline.
And we're hooked up like those three things in Minority Report.
Okay.
And all three of us are doing what Tyson described.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where our wives are. In this scenario, they're long gone. But the world relies upon us.
200 years gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we just News AF forever.
So there will be no need to get like an implant to access Facebook
by
your brain. So what they are looking at is something that would be described as a shower cap looking device that would just surround your brain and discover connections between particular thoughts and particular blood flow or brain activity, which is going to be similar to the Oculus VR.
Plus, you protect your newest haircut.
There's going to be a lot of racism out there.
That right there is a problem. The ability to focus on a task for a lengthy period of time is almost impossible. So this thing on my brain would be like, I'd be focused for maybe a minute or two.
Yeah.
And then I'd instantly be distracted.
Blibbity,
and then I'd be upset.
I don't like people with only nine fingers. Yeah. And you're like, what? Why? And he has some weird reason.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go from maybe writing an email. I don't know why you would be, but whatever it is you're writing with your brain to thinking about your grocery list. It's just too much scatterbrain, I think, in most people.
But can the shower cap really decipher between those?
Maybe in the future, but the early shower caps.
Is this just a ploy by Facebook to sell shower caps at an unreasonable price?
Maybe you be an early adopter and join the Kickstarter to get the shower cap early.
Yeah, no, but $700 shower cap.
We should get the Facebook moderators to be the first people to try this. Imagine that the moderators at that facility where they would be able to just like get all of the flagged content into their brain at one time, like four HD 4K movies, Danny, at once.
Just going.
Everything going
four
on Facebook,
of all the filth all of the internet in HD.
So you're on board with this too, Danny?
No, I am not. I don't want humans to be moderating content. I think that they should dump more money, take it from this project and put it into AI moderators, because no human should have to sort through that filth day after day.
Okay.
Even an elderly person that's close to their deathbed.
Well, the good idea you had, Tyson, was that the owners and the people who run these websites, they should be moderating every day to know what they've made.
And also people who are in prison for life or on death row.
No.
Yeah, because they're not getting back out. They're not getting back out.
Yeah, but they're not qualified to flag material.
Yeah, but they can get awards for good behavior, though, if they get it right.
If they get it right.
Mm. Yeah, Pavlov's dog.
Okay.
So give him a cookie.
We talk so much about the negative news about Facebook. Let's try to sloth terrarium this thing for a minute. How do we save Facebook, Danny?
Here's the problem. And I was thinking about this. I was listening to a podcast about Twitter the other day. And the problem isn't the platform. The problem are the people on the platform, which is like, yeah, okay, no brainer.
Yeah.
And unless you can improve people, no matter what you do, you're going to just have jackasses all over the internet ruining all the good things we could
this
be using
is the problem
to
with,
better the world.
This is the problem.
The problem
with
are
Facebook.
People, not platforms.
Instagram is so simple. It's a photo. And then if somebody posts a huge old long, like, spiritual thought, you can just say TLDR, cool photo, though. Facebook does all of these things and more because you can share as much fake news as you want on there. You can do whatever stuff. You can propagate whatever you want. And they need to get back to the good old days where it's like, you can only have 9 photos on here because that's our capacity. And you can only, like... If they could somehow simplify it in but in a way that people were stoked on, be like, we think everyone should spend more time with their families. That's why we're simplifying Facebook.
Hmm. None of that will change anything. You can simplify it. You can put restrictions. You can get AI moderators. But at the end of the day, if the people using the platform are garbage, the platform's garbage.
Yeah, but
until
like,
you improve people, you can't improve it.
All right. So we got a lot of ideas on the table. Let me throw you some radical proposals for Facebook.
Okay. From who?
Number one, Mark Zuckerberg comes out, says, hey, we got a lot of problems. We need to fix what's going on. We are shutting down Facebook for 1 month, 30 days, taking it offline.
Okay.
And we're like, oh my God, wait, I need Facebook. All right. So now you got FOMO. Now you got FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, hey, I miss Facebook. Facebook was around for me to like kick every 5 seconds, blame all of the problems of the world on Facebook. Uh-oh, what do I do now? All right. Facebook comes back and they make some minor changes, but now costs 99 cents a month to be on Facebook. Okay, now you're going to like all of like the, you know, bottom feeders, worst people on Facebook, they're not going to pay 99 cents. So now only the
and neither are the best people.
Well, I think some people, the best people might pay. It's 99 cents.
All right, keep going, Rob.
Okay? And then also, I don't know. I feel like that's step one and two. And
that would help. Yeah. Those would definitely help, I think, Rob.
Yeah.
I think that by the month break, a lot of people might not come back, which could be a good thing. I think the 99 cents, the financial barrier, would kind of get rid of those people who just got on to troll other people.
People
but at the end of the day, I still think...
Yeah.
I think what if they just sold Facebook to Amazon?
Improvement. Sold to Amazon?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
No, there's really, again, there's no way to improve this unless people can improve themselves. It's just people suck so bad.
What if we made
so
it $500 a month?
$500
and
a month.
Only people that,
it doesn't matter.
And only people that went to Fire Festival can join.
I was going to say, all you do, but every time you increase the price, you all you do is change the type of trolls that are on there.
Mm, okay. All right. Let's talk about some of our other news stories at this hour, because we got a lot to get to still today. And we got some hipster news to talk about. We haven't talked about hipsters in a while, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. We miss them.
This was huge. This story was huge.
Tyson, would you say that all hipsters, in your mind, look alike?
I mean, I would definitely say that they are similar in their look and dress and attitude.
Could you tell one hipster from another?
Yeah, but sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can't.
Yeah. I mean, they have... I mean, if you put a row of hipsters in front of me, I could point out the differences between them, like that game in Highlights magazine growing up where...
But would you be able to pick one out of a lineup of other hipsters? Like, which one of these hipsters...
Made your latte this morning.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you be able to do it?
I mean, if I knew beforehand that was the challenge, but if you just caught me off guard and were like, which one of these did this for you this morning? And then which one of them was listening to the oversized headphones in public, like a doofus? And you're like, that one.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. That'd be tough.
So there's some evidence to support that, yes, all the hipsters do look alike. And this came to be because of some things going on. Here is the story of a man who complained about a picture of him that was used against his will by Getty Images. And it turns out that the man in question who was complaining that they used his photo was not the man in the picture.
So good. This is like so hipster. It's like the most hipster thing. Like, how can I squeeze some money out of these people using my image illegally?
That's a hipster.
Oh.
Well, so he can stay living in his mom's basement and not have to get a job.
Yeah.
Tyson, is that
yeah. Yeah. And then it's not even him. The shame he must feel.
Yes.
Is this his tweet
is
here?
Is that it?
Yeah. Is this Gideon Litchfield's tweet?
So Gideon Litchfield is the man that wrote
the article,
the paper on this.
Oh, and I wanted the actual man.
So there was a stock image of this hipster, and then mm-hmm. he was contacted by a hipster who said, "Hey, you're using a picture of me without my consent." After some investigation, it turns out that was not actually the man in question.
He was offended that they would think that all hipsters look the same was a big part of the story early on.
Yeah,
that is correct.
And then it turns out that it was not him and that he did look exactly like a stock photo.
Yes.
But that's not even the best part of the story. This story ties into something that I've talked to people about, this guy who came up with a math formula to prove the hipster effect is real.
Can you explain
that?
That's
my favorite part. So this is probably a year ago, maybe even more, a guy wrote a math paper about how basically it sounds like the more you try to be different, the more you become like a certain group. Does that make
yes.
sense? So he wrote here, that, for instance, in his paper, he writes, if a majority of individuals shave their beard, then most hipsters will want to grow a beard. Hmm. And if this trend propagates to a majority of the population, it will lead to new synchronized switch to shaving on the part of the hipsters because beards have become the norm. In this way, they actually create the trends they will soon try to escape.
So a hipster is sort of like, this is only what a hipster looks like today, but 5 years from now, a hipster could be clean cut, wearing a suit and tie, and completely
going to a cubicle job.
Yes.
And by the way, hipsters, it's basically people who are counterculture. Like you had the hippies, you had, you know, the 80s. I mean, all these trends come out of trying not to be like your parents and or trying not to be like the squares. And what all ends up happening is instead of trying to be different, you actually end up being the same, which is kind of how I've always felt. Yeah.
Everybody is original.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes everybody not original.
Wow.
Yeah. So
did you get that, Rob?
Got that.
I didn't get that. That went over my head, Tyson. It's too deep.
Do you want me to tell you again? Should I repeat it?
Yeah, could you slow it down for me?
Okay.
Could you send it to me over the brain messenger? Because maybe that'll help me ingest it easier. whoa. Is that what your brain, is that what your thoughts sound like? Yeah, see if it sends me the message. Okay, now I get it. Okay. That was pretty good.
Boom.
Yeah. So, and this totally makes sense. I mean, you see it all the time in college age people and young people. They're very simple minded.
Okay.
And they try
fans out there.
Yeah, no, but not all of them, obviously.
Yeah,
they try too hard to be different,
like,
and in an attempt to be different, they become like everybody else.
Okay. All right. So, you support the research here, Danny.
Oh, yeah. I think that we should take some of the government funding we're putting into other places and put it into hipster research so that they could be rehabilitated and reeducated and reintroduced to society.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about a very sad story from this week that a lot of our listeners wanted us to weigh in on. A tragic story about a billionaire who was undergoing a medical procedure. The man's name is, he's a diamond trader, and his name was Ehud Ari Lanyard.
Okay.
And he was a 65-year-old man who died very sadly while he was undergoing a medical procedure in Paris, Tyson.
An obligatory medical procedure.
Yes.
Is that true? Was it obligatory, Tyson?
Yes. The reason why this story has made the rounds is that he died undergoing a penis enlargement procedure.
Oh, an augmentation.
An augmentation.
Okay, it was. There's so many things about this story that blows my mind. Why at 65 would you decide that this procedure is necessary? You've lived your whole life, some of your most sexually active years. Mm-hmm. They're all behind you. And then all of a sudden, did he get a younger girlfriend? I mean, what happened
technology
at 65
advances,
for him to take
Danny.
This risk? You think finally the technology was there to give him the dong he's always wanted?
I mean, when you're a billionaire and you're out there hanging dong 24/7.
Right.
You got to look plump, bro.
The other thing is, when you go to a place to get this procedure, you would want to maybe set up a backstory, have a cover story ready, just in case, like, I went in for knee surgery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like, no, man,
we
died.
So you get two surgeries at the same time.
Yes, and then when you die, you can blame it on the boring one, like the knee, rather than, dude, he died during the dong enlargement procedure.
Augmentation.
I like enlargement, but augmentation. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much, 65 years old, no backstory, and then it's like dying is terrible enough, but to die with this being your story that they talk about at your funeral, that they tell the grandchildren about. How did grandpa die? He didn't die in the war. He died on the operation table trying to enlarge his micropenis.
Mm, yes.
I mean, it's just like, it's just the worst thing ever. I mean, at least he lived his life as a billionaire, and I'm sure that he doesn't care, but still.
Well, he was in the diamond trade. It's fitting that he goes out with a procedure on the family jewels, Tyson.
How long have you been sitting on that joke?
Wow.
That's such a good one. Should we just end the podcast right there?
Everybody.
I really like that joke.
See you next time. Yeah. They say that things went wrong once a substance was injected into the chalice, Tyson.
Yeah, I can imagine things going wrong.
Did he get this procedure done in Mexico?
Because no,
I have
Paris.
Paris.
In Paris.
Yeah.
So, Danny, your upcoming trip, maybe you want to rethink some of the things you're doing out there.
Yeah,
I'm just going to change clinics.
Okay.
I'm not going to stay the course.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah,
we need to bring in Dr. Mike for expertise on this.
I think he can hit us up on Twitter about his thoughts.
He used to listen to News AF. I'm not sure, but we'll find out if he still listens, because
we're gonna. This is a test. We should do this more often. Just test people, see if they're listening.
Yeah, I think this is one of the procedures that he does work.
You know, here is a space where Zuckerberg can take his technology and his money and make it just. He needs to make this safer. Dong operations for billionaires. Can you make those safe, Zuckerberg?
Yeah, Zucks.
Put aside the mind reading and maybe dong enhancement surgery.
Why couldn't this have been Zuckerberg, the billionaire?
Yeah. All right.
Why don't we, maybe, never mind.
Yeah.
Were you going to say get a GoFundMe going, Tyson, so you can go out there and check out
get a GoFundMe for this gentleman's family?
Mm-hmm. No. So you could have the procedure just to see what it's like reporting from the field.
Oh, you think I should?
Mm-hmm. Then you could live vicariously as he would have liked to.
Okay. So every time that I'm hanging dong with my plump old donger, with the scar down side of it.
Maybe his estate should start a scholarship where one person a year would get to have the operation done correctly and then can go on and live as he would have liked to.
This guy could have died in total, just peacefully died on
anonymity.
His bed. Yeah, but instead he died during this procedure, and everyone, I guarantee you, there are people all over the globe making fun of him and talking about this story. Was it worth it? I mean, you lived your whole life.
Every single billionaire is
going for Danny.
Maybe he got greedy. That could be the problem. Maybe they're like,
too close to the sun.
He flew a little too close to the sun. Yeah, they're like, sir, we don't recommend the the triple R for a man of your stature. And he's like, I want it. You know, this is my money. I'm a billionaire. I get what I want. And he went
Sir,
against
it's
the
not
doctor's
structurally
orders.
Sound. God damn it. Give me what I'm made for.
It's not your knees will buckle.
Oh, boy. All right. Sad story.
Okay. I mean,
it could have,
sure,
it could have been a sad story in different circumstances, but he's made it a joke. Mm.
Sure. Sure, you're going to have the giantest dogger in the world, but you're going to have permanent back pains. I don't care.
Right. Right.
Put it on, damn it.
Dude, when my back went out, I almost thought about cutting everything off that was not necessary or vital to me just living. Yeah.
Danny, would the way to have gone to have been to find a very poor man who was well endowed and get the penis
swap
operation?
A swip swap?
I think swap is more dangerous.
That's more dangerous.
Now you're, because you might have, what do they call it, transplant rejection? Oh. Where like your body rejects the new larger dong.
Or maybe the larger dong rejects the body and you die with the giant penis killing you off.
But the dong lives on. Like Tobias in Arrested Development when he gets the hair transplants and it slowly weakens him. Yeah. He starts to be carted around, but he refuses to cut it off.
Exactly. See?
Okay. Let's talk about another story.
Well, condolences to the family.
Okay.
You better go on to a different story because this
could endlessly. All right, Tyson, our tropical fruit expert. To tell us about this story. Have you seen that all of the hubbub about maybe we've been eating a pineapple wrong our whole lives, as this image has been circulating all over the internet showing about how a pineapple, you do not even need a knife. You just can peel off a pineapple by the piece, Tyson.
This is incredible.
Did you know about
this? No, it's not.
A segment?
No, it's
not incredible, Danny.
Can you do this?
No.
Can you do this to the whole pineapple, Danny?
I don't think so. Look, when I saw the very first video, you've been eating your pineapples wrong, headline. Whoa, wow, really? I don't want to be shamed at a party for eating a pineapple wrong. So I clicked on it, and I watched the video, and part of me is like, that was too easy. It looked slightly staged. So
you got a pineapple.
A million people have gone out and shot videos of them trying to do it.
Yes.
And while it can be done, it is not as easy as the original
photography video demonstrated.
Or like the perfect pineapple.
Yes, that's kind of what I think. I think it might be a rare case, like the perfectly ripe pineapple that's the right size. Or maybe they helped it along a little bit with some cutting tools. I don't know. But nobody else had that easy
time. Solution to make it more plump and juicy.
Yeah, you add a little bit of girth and it's easier to rip out those strands.
It's just a one-day procedure and in and out.
Yeah, for your pineapple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of bothered by this video because it made it look so easy. I thought I almost went out and bought a pineapple right then.
Tyson,
there.
Do you think you could pull this off?
Yeah, I think, look at all those other segments are just kind of breaking apart underneath that thumb as he's pulling on the one.
Mm. Yeah.
It looks like, when I picture a pineapple, it does kind of seem like it's constructed this way to maybe perform like this.
Yeah.
But, I've never seen that done. I've never done it in real life. I think the pineapple has to be like really ripe if it's going to really do this.
Okay. All right.
So I encourage you to go out and find videos of other people trying to do this. Nobody in the videos I saw can recreate it like him.
We even had some of our listeners recreating the American Cheese Challenge this week. Did you see that, Danny?
Yeah.
Right after we finished, there was someone who wrote a disparaging article about the cheese challenge.
What did they say?
And I thought, finally, there's a challenge. It was basically saying, do the kids want cheese thrown on their face? It's like, do the kids want to go to school or learn to read?
We're doing what's best for them.
Yeah, the cheese, this is the best thing we can do. But I was all a big supporter of the cheese challenge.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going and talk about another big story. Oh, a very sad food story this week. We always talk about the food spills here on the show. It's estimated that 8,000 more bottles of ranch dressing needed to be cleaned up after a truck crash last week. Tyson, how big of a disaster is the loss of all this ranch dressing?
Almost zero. I mean, the biggest disaster, is they're cleaning it up. But what they should be doing is like shipping it to an incinerator. If I'm ever as rich as Zucker Corn,
or the guy that had the operation.
If I end up getting into his scholarship program and live through my operation, I'm going to spend my days destroying all ranch dressing.
Yeah. The bottles of ranch dressing have spilled from the truck. Now, does it seem like that all of these bottles opened? It seems like a lot of these bottles are closed based on the picture.
They all look
closed. They're still good.
I don't see a single one open.
Yeah. Is it because that the driver was lost trying to find the Hidden Valley, Danny?
So he thought it was like getting into Wakanda. He's like, I just drive right into this cliff and it should open up for me. And then suddenly Hidden Valley will be there.
Yeah. Try to find it.
Could be.
That's good. Yeah. Or into the water or whatever. Because it says on the I-70, was this in Utah, Nevada, California, Wyoming?
This is east of Clear Spring along the little, don't ask me to pronounce that.
Okay, fine.
Like a creek?
Oh my gosh, I cannot find any sign of where this took place. Yeah.
So... that's where it is. If people have more information,
some carrots. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say some vegetables that need to be flavored
celery.
Up. Yeah, some celery. You know, we had a semi crash that had some interesting cargo. It was full of missiles, and the guy crashed, and they proved that he was being reckless. And I thought, if your cargo was missiles, and I know they might be inert, but if they're missiles, wouldn't you take care to drive slow? Responsibly. Like ranch dressing, no big deal. You crash, everybody gets
ranch dressing. If you're me, you're trying to crash.
Yeah, but if you're carrying missiles, I just thought you should be more careful, buddy. You should, maybe they should hire people who are a little bit more, you know, careful when they drive.
I think with these polarizing food products, they need to maybe vet the driver first and be like, so if you were to have a romaine salad, what would you put on it? What would be your ideal salad build?
All right, here's a plate of hot wings. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you got?
As the blue cheese guy, you don't want him driving ranch around, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Just in case that totally makes sense.
So,
like what you were saying, you don't want a Tyson driving a truckload of creamy soup.
It's never getting where it's going.
So
we want the
trucker invested in the product.
Yeah, you want them to have a love and an affinity for the product.
Mm-hmm. Or respect.
Because then you probably don't even have to pay them.
She's like, just doing my job. Blue cheese where it belongs.
Sharing the good word.
Mm-hmm. Putting smiles on children's faces.
Pay me in blue cheese. That's fine.
See?
Okay. All right. And I've got one other story before we get to the bolt hole. So fans of Ariana Grande are upset with Starbucks after they announced that they were going to be doing an Ariana Grande inspired drink, the Caramel Cloud Macchiato, and the Ariana Grande fans showed up in mass, but they are not happy because you cannot get a vegan Grande Cloud Macchiato, Danny.
I just wish some of these pop artists, it seems like they're eternally young and they just don't get any older. And Ariana is one of those. I just wish they would age and their fans would age. And then I wouldn't have to deal with stupid stories like this.
Well, you're mad that Ariana Grande isn't old enough?
Yeah, because
she's getting old and wrinkly like we want her to.
No, it's like not just her, but her fan base.
What is she, like 26?
No, 21.
Is she? Is she 20? Look, Justin Bieber just turned 25, and I swear Justin Bieber has been around as long as I've been around.
I know her brother is like 42.
Whoa.
25, Ariana Grande.
She's 25? Yes. I mean, I just want some of these pop artists and their fans to grow up so that stories like this, is more annoying to me than Broga.
I'm surprised that Justin Bieber is only 25. I would have said that.
I know. I'm telling you.
I would have thought like
he has
30,
been around so long that I am like always shocked when his birthday comes.
It was
comes
discovered
around,
on YouTube at like 12.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just never going to end.
So Dave is mad that Ariana Grande is not older than him yet.
Because then her fans would have older problems. Like being mistaken as a hipster in a hipster advertisement. I mean, that's an older problem.
Yeah. Now, Ariana Grande has cut animal products out of her diet since 2013, but her Starbucks drink includes egg white powder, which is on the ingredient list to make the cloud macchiato.
That's weird.
Egg white powder.
So is this something that she came up with, or like that she is supporting or getting paid for?
I'm not sure if this is a tie-in with Star, if she's being paid.
Or is this, they, are they just like, it's inspired by her because we saw her drink a drink
well,
one time.
They do have the grande size at Starbucks. So I'm not sure necessarily if this is just a tie. Like we need Ariana on board with Starbucks because we need to tie in the market, the Ariana Grande size of coffee.
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm.
If you've brought her in, or if you're using her as a marketing tool, I do see there is some complaint. Like you should be consulting with her, right? And if she doesn't do animal products, okay, fine. She should have a say
for sure.
But if this isn't that, then you know Starbucks can make whatever they want.
Exactly,
you can drink it or not. I mean, it's up to them. But with your bucks,
Danny,
I think we're all on the same page.
To get back in the right with fans, and should they do a Pete Davidson inspired coffee drink? Pete Davidson,
filled with coffee with a cigarette butt.
Yeah.
The Pete is the size girthy, and it's filled with like
they call it
dirt and garbage.
Yeah, the big venti energy quadruple of
cigarette butt
of espresso cracked out Pete Davidson drink.
Can I get a latte girthy?
One butthole eyes, please.
That insult, it's so mean, and yet I can't help but enjoy hearing it said. It's like, I want to be a better person. I want to, you know, the solving the Facebook problem should start with me since I'm complaining about it. But when someone says butthole eyes, I still laugh. So obviously it's not going to be me or my generation that uses social media.
Danny, are you ready to take us away to your butthole?
Only after the music, because the music sets the mood.
We were just going to forego it this time.
All right, here we go. Here is the music to take us ever so gently into Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to
Yeah.
Creamy soups galore.
Egg white powder.
Girth. All right, guys. We've talked a couple times. Actually, one of our greatest stories, according to listeners, came from the idea of user agreements and how none of us read them and how eventually we'll all be enslaved by a user agreement we didn't read.
Yes.
Right?
Right. In the Galactic Salt Mine.
Of yesterday.
And that same podcast I was listening to about Twitter, one of the lawyers on the podcast said that she would like to reduce Twitter to, you know, like a 20-point thing, not like a 40-page
characters. That's
fine
it.
Print. Term yeah, that would be great.
The exact amount of letters that you have to write a tweet.
And hopefully that's where this is all leading. I don't think so, because I think that there's a lot of stuff companies want to bury in the fine print, and they know that most people will never read it. But there's one woman who does read every single agreement she signs, no matter what it is
or
how long. No, she is. I think she said she's a teacher, and she tells her students to read it. And so in order to practice what she preaches, she reads every agreement. And I'm sure some of you saw this story. She read the fine print on her insurance policy and won $10,000.
Wow.
Because for once in the policy wasn't an agreement to sign off your children to work at the salt mines, but was a contest that said, if you've read this, contact us right now and you'll win $10,000.
What was the point?
Wow,
why would a company do that?
they were trying to encourage people to read the fine print. And so they were going to have this thing go on for a year. Unfortunately, she won it on the very first day of the contest.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So what company was this? What insurance company is this?
It was a St. Petersburg-based insurance company called Square Mouth.
Okay, Square Mouth, where we want you to read the fine print. We're giving money away. So make sure you read the fine print on Square Mouth.
And in some ways, this has helped.
It's not a good name.
I like it.
They're Square Mouth.
No, it's not. It's not a good name. But at least the story's kind of blown up, so maybe it'll encourage people for a small amount of time to read their agreements. But then eventually, everybody will go back to just clicking, I agree. I actually now get upset. It's like, why don't you just assume I'm going to agree? Because I've never, ever not agreed or asked you to email me the agreement. Mm-hmm. So let's just, is there a function on my computer where I can just say, assume I will agree to everything. And then I never, ever have to click one of those boxes again.
Yeah.
But that's not for this lady.
No, she has to read everything.
She read, it said it was a 4,000 word document. And she read every word, she said, and she reads every word. So good for her. I know I'd like to hire her to read all of my terms and agreements. Okay. That's what we need. We need you know what? How about that for Slotherium? We need someone to read through all the policies. I mean, that's a lot of trust in one individual, but they can read through the policies and then they can, and I'm sure there's people out there who do this willingly, you know, like on blogs and other things.
I think they have this job. I think it's called a lawyer.
Yeah, a lawyer.
You know, that's
but I want it to be someone like,
and they say like, oh yeah, this is the good, this is bad.
I want it to be like Tyson, a person like Tyson who can then turn around and put it into terms I would understand and send it to me. He can have the brain reading tool so he can write it super fast, just a summary, you know, and then send it off to me in Tyson terms.
Okay.
And I would love that.
Mm.
I don't want lawyer because a lawyer's going to turn around and he's still going to throw in lawyer speak so that I'm like, oh, I should be paying him a lot of money because listen to his language. Whereas Tyson turn around and Tyson speak. Tyson
you sound like
term,
a stupid moron.
And I'm like, oh, I get this. This I understand.
Yeah, it's almost
Tyson's
too dumb.
The language. But that's how it should be. It should be so dumb my six-year-old can read it.
Here's a penny for your thoughts, Tyson. Thank you. Much cheaper than a lawyer.
So just everybody know that there was a contest once that gave $10,000 to a person who read the agreement. That'll probably never happen again, but go ahead and read your agreements anyway.
Yeah, just look for the word contest.
Yeah, do a Google search. F. Yeah, command contest. F, contest, prize, win. Not found. Yeah. Okay, discard.
Right, forget it. All right, yeah, anything else you want to mention today?
No, that's it.
All right. Tyson, you want to check out any reviews for newsaf.news in the Apple Podcast Store, the number one news podcast in all of Apple Podcasts, News AF.
Yep.
Is that real news?
I mean, we use a different
we think it is.
Yeah. We pulled this panel. And
oh yeah,
we pulled three gentlemen.
Yes,
so
yes, and it was the number one news podcast on Apple Podcasts according to our recent poll.
Yes, of us.
Of us.
I'm also pulling up all my insurance.
Yes, you're looking for. Did you?
Oh, you're going to read over those real quick.
Not yet. I'm going to read through all of them.
I don't normally do this. Do we have any questions from chat? We are streaming live here today. If you have any questions for us, either on Facebook or YouTube or Periscope or Twitch, you can go ahead and give us a. We'll open up a question. We've got a little bit of time left here at the end of the show. Tyson, all right. How are those reviews looking?
We got one.
Okay.
I haven't fully vetted it, but we're going to dive into it anyways. Changed my life, 5 stars by J. Wrightson 2525. So I'm sitting there in my bathtub in the wee hours of the night. The tub is full of black beans as always, and I'm loving life. My mind starts racing and for some reason makes me open up to my podcast feed. At the top of the list was News AF, and I could tell the beans wanted me to listen. I laid there for an hour, surrounded by beans, while I listened intently. As I bathe in beans weekly, I remember how it usually feels. This time, though, it was different. News AF brought these beans to life, and I could see the faces of Rob, Tyson, and Danny in each and every bean. I'll never look at these weekly bean baths the same after this crazy experience. Oh, wow. And from now on, we'll always listen to News AF as I bathe in these beans.
How do you get the beans out of the bathtub?
I had to jump back in the tub just to write this review. I wish I could give this podcast 5 beans, but I'll just settle for 5 stars.
Okay. I do. This guy really makes me want to get into some warm beans.
Yeah, but he said he was there for an hour. Don't they get cold? And then at that point, isn't it gross? And it's not creamy soup, Danny. It's beans. I like black beans, though.
Yeah, I do like black beans. Yeah. I wonder just... I would like to, yeah.
Do you go to like the spa and they're like, what beans do you want to bathe in today? Pinto or black beans?
We do mud. Well, I brought my own beans. Yeah. So can you get rid of that mud and warm up some of these beans?
I do go to a spa in the back of a Chipotle.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Refried pinto or black would be your bean.
This guy probably works at Taco Bell, and he got the bean idea from putting his hand into the black beans when he was just waiting for customers. He's like, this actually feels really good. And so he got some of those massive cans and filled up his tub. And now, dude, he takes
Did you say massive cans?
Yeah. Cans of beans.
Okay. That's what I understood.
Let me give you some rapid fire questions from the chat. Ghost Pepper McChicken, yay or nay? You in or out, Danny?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I think I'll try it too. Yes.
Cover up the taste of that McChicken.
Wings, ranch or blue cheese? That's from Passenger Shaming.
No.
Ranch.
Ranch. And you say nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. How big are the Carolina Reapers this summer? Big vascular deer. How many Carolina Reapers this summer?
Which one's hotter on the scale of pepper hotness? The Carolina Reaper or the Ghost?
The Reaper, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think I want to go any higher. I think I peaked pepper-wise.
Okay.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter the size. They're not entering my orifice.
Okay. None of them are?
No.
You quit the pepper game?
If you made the McChicken ghost pepper, I would try that.
Yeah.
Kristen on YouTube says, I love the ghost pepper McChicken. It wasn't quite as spicy as I expected, but it made me sweat a little.
Wait, this is a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Get there, Danny. You got lunch with Nick today?
Adam in the chat says, I almost died, Kristen, so be careful.
Well, I'm going to try this. I don't know if they have it here, but...
Yeah, they do. It's nationwide.
How do you know? You live in Phoenix.
Come on, bro.
We don't live in the same place.
Yeah, but did you know that McDonald's is a large chain?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that everything goes to every branch.
Super hot.
Some ideas go to very regional areas.
Okay, I'm going to call your local branch, and then I'll call you.
Okay, please do. Okay. Yes.
All right. Should Danny eat a ghost pepper McChicken on the air?
Well, now I don't want him to.
No, he's punished. All right. Anything else that we want to talk about this week?
Should Danny
drink a Cloud Macchiato Grande on the...
Yeah, he should.
What's a Cloud?
That's the
Ariana Grande. Does it only come in the one size?
I think you can only get a Grande.
Yeah. What size is the Grande? Is that the biggest?
Yeah.
I think it's the middle.
Oh.
Honestly, I don't understand their sizing.
Yeah. I feel like when I go into Starbucks,
she's very small, but they call that tall.
She is.
So when I go into Starbucks, I don't go there often enough to know their sizing thing. And I know a lot of people probably go in there and they're like, I just want a large, whatever that one is. And so I am saying that, but at the same time, I'm thinking they're thinking I know what it is, but I'm just refusing to say it. But also, if I did know what it was, I probably would also refuse to say it.
Yeah, I don't know if they got away also, because when I go in there, I don't see it on the menu. Like, I feel like I need it, like post it and I'll say it, but I feel like I don't even have that anymore. Tyson, Michael in the chat is getting upset that you, I haven't asked you the question of why did you move away from Utah?
Because we wanted to get out of the cold weather and
get away from Danny
and Danny. My wife, thought me and Danny were growing too close. Yeah. No, we wanted to get out of the cold and, Rachel's family is down here. I wanted to go to Hawaii, but Rachel, said that was too far. And I said, that's the point.
Wait until she hears about the pineapple trick.
Oh, dude, I'm going to show her right now. See if I can get her to go to Hawaii.
Pack my bags, Tyson.
Yeah, we're off.
Let's go. Let's get it. Okay.
And Arizona is very, very affordable compared to many other places in the country.
Okay. All right. Michael says, I get that. Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're welcome, Michael.
All right, let's wrap things up. Great news AF today. Nice tight show this week. We'll be back again next Tuesday. Danny, any big St. Patrick's Day plans this weekend?
Oh, he loves St. Patrick's Day. That's one of his favorite holidays.
I better wear green.
Will you be...
My kids will annoy me all day if I don't.
Putting any green dye in any of your soups?
I guarantee you green dye will make it into one of my food items of the day.
By
for
choice
sure.
or no?
Won't be by choice. I'll probably end up eating like green pancakes or something. It's like, it's such a weird holiday.
Green pancakes was what you came up with.
Yeah, it's like all these holidays, as I get older, I realize how stupid so many of these holidays are.
Yeah? You don't like it?
You're just realizing that?
Like, get off my lawn. Yeah, I am, because when you're young, you think it's cool that you have a reason to do something.
To pinch somebody.
And then as you get older, you're like, I have a reason to do something every single day. Like, if I want green dye in my pancakes, I shouldn't have to wait until St. Patrick's Day.
If I want presents from Santa, I'll go get them right now at Target.
Yeah. If I want to give someone a gift, I can do it right now. If I want to tell someone I love them, I should do it right now. Instead of like, oh, wait, no, there's a day for that. I better wait until it comes around.
Good point.
Okay. All right. Tyson, anything else that you want to add?
No, I love you all.
Okay. All right. So much love on the News AF panel. We'll be back again next week to break it all down. Once again, thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys. And stop recording.
Oh, okay.